The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. And time for another reflection on Glasgow 2014. Looking back with some of the players who took part the last time it was held there. Kyra Jones, you were part of the Wales netball team, weren't you? Let's have a look at some of your Glasgow memories. And when you think back to Glasgow 2014, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
It was excitement. It was my first Commonwealth Games. So it's the first time I've actually, got to represent Wales in a high stage netball environment. So, it was such a privilege and an honour to be selected. And for it to be my first Commonwealth Games, that was obviously really, really exciting. I think, back then, sometimes it feels like yesterday sometimes, but, it's 12 years ago. I think for the group that went for Welsh netball, it was a little bit hindered because we had some background noise which didn't help our situation. But I think overall, we put in as good as a performance as we could with what we had to deal with in the background at the same time. So, yeah.
The background noise you referred to is obviously being documented, but how much can that affect a player's on court at all levels, really, not just Commonwealth, but maybe especially given these larger tournaments?
Yeah, it does. And you as a playing group try not to show it. You work through it internally, and you try and put your best performance out on the court as best you can. We definitely tried not to show that on court, but it's always going to have an effect. It's always going to have an effect on you no matter what. Yeah. It's just how, as a group, you can deal with it, leave it at the door when you do step on the court and sort of pick it back up when you sort of get back out again, once you've finished. But, it was a hard thing to deal with. Unfortunately, in a way it sort of did tarnish a little bit of the experience because of everything that we then had to go through. But, being there, being in the environment, getting around and seeing all the athletes, you're talking the athletes to watch on TV, all the athletics, the swimmers, the cyclists, the gymnastics. I think I ran into Tom Daley at one point, and it's just like, wow, but you're actually in it as well. So it's like, you're kind of like you've watched these athletes and sort of seen them and watch how they perform. And then all of a sudden you're sort of sat there having breakfast or lunch next to them and, that sort of thing. So, that sort of was like really exciting, really great insight to be a part of. It's just, it's very eye-opening, and it's actually, if you haven't been a part of it, it's hard to understand, but it's when you are a part of it and you can get to experience it and, see how it all works. It's awesome. It's a credit to everybody that can put that such a scale of that event on as well. And it definitely ran pretty smoothly from what I can remember. It's sort of, eye-opening, and it's just like, wow, you're here.
Something that will always be with you.
Yeah.
Nice to look back on. Who else made the Welsh team? People like Nia and Susie and...
Yeah, I think it was Nia's first Commonwealth Games. There, Susie Drain was there. Chelsea Lewis was there, now Chelsea Beard. Carly Mosley, Nicola James, Becky James, Kelly Morgan.
People like that, their advice to you would be just... You're here, you've made it. Just take it all in.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, Susie's obviously one of my best friends, and she'd obviously been one-to-one previous to that. So, her experience and her leadership within the group was second to none. She led by example. So, to be able to have her to lean on at any point was, yeah, definitely something to take on board as well.
Pool B had Australia, England and South Africa as well. How do you think games went against them? Which was the toughest, I suppose? The 1v the Diamonds? That was a bit of a...
Yeah, so that was obviously a bit surreal for me because obviously being Aussie, first Commonwealth Games, first game up, Australia. So I was like, oh, damn, all right, slap in the face, take that. But no, it was really good. I think we actually did put out a good performance against Australia for, I think it was the first half, but then obviously they then, you know, run it away after that. But I can't remember too much about all of the games, unfortunately. Obviously I remember that one because, yeah, it was so significant to me. And, you know, playing against, there were girls in that team that I actually played against growing up with.
Looking back, I mean, do you think that finishing eighth was a fair representation of where Wales were at that stage? Because I think Scotland finished ninth. Yeah,
I think so. I think we probably should have done a little bit better. That's my honest answer. But, yeah, I think with everything that we had in the lead up to it and everything, it was probably the best we probably could have done with everything lead up and then, yeah.
And finally, Kyra, obviously Glasgow 2014, did it change anything for you, maybe your confidence, your approach, or maybe how you saw your career moving forward?
No, nothing like that. I think it was great that I had everybody there. So I even had family from Australia. So I had obviously my husband and my mum came over, my sister, my auntie came up, my husband's friend came, his sister came. You know, having those people, I think my dad actually flew over as well for a game or two. So just having that family support was really great and, you know, being able to put netball and know that my ability of netball could be put onto a world stage was actually something I can take away from. And then just, yeah, continue to build and grow from that. And, you know, I went on obviously the year after at Netball World Cup where we actually performed even better again and then obviously had the opportunity to represent Wales again in 2018 in Gold Coast. So, you know, it's just, I think for me that was the start. That was the start of it, 2014, even though my first cap was, I think, 2 years before that. You know, that was just to have the opportunity to put my skills out on the court on a world stage was actually like, you know, oh, I can actually do this type thing. So,
and maybe a message to feathers taking part in this year's tournament.
Yeah. Take every opportunity with two hands, you know, work hard for each other, you know, step out on the court and leave nothing in the tank. You know, it's not going to be easy. I would have said they're in probably the harder pool, but as long, and I'm sure they are, which, you know, they're doing their homework and, you know, they're training hard in the lead up to and building those court connections, which you can definitely see with some of the Dragons players at the moment. So it's just being able to fill those spots that currently Dragons have with international players and getting those players to be able to step up and build that connection and just really just put their Welsh Netball brand out on court and just be them and show their teams that what they can do. So, yeah.
Brilliant, Kyra. Thanks for your time.
No worries.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.